Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Beautiful Feet tidbit. I'm thinking about today. So, today was simply one of those moments where you realize that in your job, sometimes you gotta be humbled, right? Sometimes you gotta have a step back. Well, let me take a step back. Tomorrow, I'm observing a couple other teachers. And so I had a meeting with Lady Administration today. And she's just going over my lesson plans. Nothing bad, nothing negative. She's taking over my class. She wants to know what's going on. And she shares that with me. She says, there's nothing against you. We actually want you to be the best teacher that you can be. So we're putting you in a position where you get the opportunity to speak to other teachers and to learn from them. Last year, had this happened to me, I would have went into a tailspin where I thought, okay, they're telling me I'm not good enough. They're telling me I'm no good. They're telling me I'm not worth this job. And I probably would have just dropped it. But taking that step back, I realize they're trying to help me. They really mean what they say when they're trying to help me. This is not an act. This is not a facade. It's simply put, they see some areas that I need to grow, and they're doing what they can to help me. What does that mean for us as believers, as people in the faith? Well, first of all, you're not perfect. You're going to make mistakes no matter what field you're in, no matter what area you're in, no matter the training that goes into your job, whether it was a university in 4 years, 8 years as a doctorate, years in the field, you could always learn more. So why would we be afraid to learn more? Whether we're in the early stages of our career or the later stages, why are we afraid to learn more? Why are we afraid to not only be looked at in our job, but to be able to look at someone else and say, I can learn from you? See, we want to teach everyone else, right? We want to get to the point in our career where they're now learning from us. But we forget. We need to learn from them. This is a humbling experience because as a teacher, it's almost like we're taught to work with each other, but to a degree, right? And if you feel like you can't gain control maybe of a classroom or a lesson or administration or parents or whatever it may be, you really start to feel like, I'm no good. You're only no good when you quit trying. You only fail when you quit trying. So why are you quitting? I guess that's what I'm learning, right? It's a process. Some days are better than others. I think in our walk with Christ, some days are better than others. But you're only a failure when you quit trying, when you quit getting up. The Bible says that a righteous man, he will fall, but he'll get back up. I'm paraphrasing, I don't exactly know the reference, but it says something to the degree of, if he falls 77 times, he gets up another time. He keeps getting up. He keeps getting up. He keeps standing to that challenge. No matter what the challenge is, he keeps standing to it. What challenges do you face right now? That's the first question. What challenges are you facing? Are you being humbled in a situation where you're supposed to be learning from another individual in a job site? Or maybe in ministry? Or maybe somebody from the church who's been in the faith longer, who's walked a walk with Christ longer? You need to learn from them. I don't know what it is for you. I know for me it's a job situation. But it's also a faith situation, because if I'm not walking daily with people who are walking with Christ, I'm not being helped. Just like as a teacher, as a professional, if I'm not walking every day with educators, I'm not growing as an educator. Who are you walking with? Who are you speaking into? Whose life are you impacting? And who are you allowing to impact yours? I'll let you know tomorrow how that day went, how that observation time went. But I just want to let you guys know. Don't be afraid to grow. Don't be afraid to move forward. Don't be afraid to look at yourself from a step back and say, hey, I need to grow in a specific area or areas. Pray to God. He will help you. He will guide you through it. Let's pray. Father God, I don't know what we're dealing with or what we're facing. I know what I'm facing, and I know you know what we are facing. So I pray that no matter what we need, that you would provide that. No matter what we are facing, you would help us to conquer that. And I pray that you would strengthen us, that you would be with us, that you would guide us and give us the community that we need to be strengthened, to be led, and to be taught. Help us to be teachable and moldable, not only by you and your spirit, but by those you have placed around us in community. I pray that you would bless our night, bless the rest of our week. I pray this in your name. Amen. Thank you, guys. I hope this is helpful. Have a blessed rest of your day. God bless.